Welcome to AfterBuzz Anime Reviews. We're super excited here because we're talking Season 3, My Hero Academia. We also saw the movie, and we're going to tell you all about it, as well as some of those filler episodes at the beginning, but that's okay because it gets epic. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Cue new theme song, which sounds like we're at a rave. Yes, a little bit.
I dig it.
Dance a little bit.
I don't like the end theme song, though.
I liked it when I first heard it. I was like, never mind.
I feel it's very...
It's a sleeper.
It's a sleeper. I was like, actually... Nah.
But the new one, I was like, oh, the intro. Okay. I dig it.
Yeah. It always has pop in
when
intro.
When Deku stands up next to All Might, I'm like...
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to AfterBuzz Anime Reviews. We're talking My Hero Academia Season 3, Episodes 1 through 4. My name is Carrie Lena. I'm joined by my amazing panel.
Hey guys, I'm Veronica.
Hey guys, I'm Jamie.
Hey guys, and I'm Ollie.
So we're going to break down the first 4 episodes. We have some giveaways from the premiere. We have Japan Crate, and we're going to tell you what we thought of the movie. Jamie and I saw it last Thursday.
So jelly. It was so good.
Quit rubbing it in.
I was like, no spoilers yet. You have
Me
to stay
and Ollie
tuned
are
for
sitting
thoughts.
Here. We're just like, guys. You were there in spirit.
So initial thoughts of the first 4 episodes.
It does not waste any time.
No, it does not.
That was awesome, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like the episodes. You know, they're about to go to training camp, which I like. I think we can all kind of, like, relate to camp and summer. So I was like, ooh, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I felt like the first episode was like, okay, they're at the pool. Great. Like, okay, why? Mineta, his perviness is out of control.
No.
I don't know what to do about
I can't
it.
With it.
Ollie, what do you think?
Okay, well. It kind of was creepy at some mm-hmm. points in these 4 episodes. I'm like, oh my god, I'm kind of scared for these characters because I feel like some of them, like, I'm like, okay, did that person die? Or we'll mm-hmm. talk about it. The stakes have been risen. We saw some body parts laying around. There was lots of blood. So I'm thinking, okay, they're really not, like, they, like you said, Veronica, they have, like, really kicked season mm-hmm. 3 off, like, right off the bat.
Yes.
There will be blood.
Yeah, the first episode, I was like, wait, you guys don't do fillers on this show. What is this episode?
I was
but we're watching it, but we're watching it continuously. So we didn't have that gap to be like, wait, remind us. So I was like, hold that opinion because it probably was like at least a year or something for people. So recap, but still. We'll get in episode 1, game start. We get the our main bad guys, Tamura and Kurgiri, I'm like, I remember Tamura's name, but the gate guy, I always forget his name. I'm like, that one. Yes, they reestablish. Yeah, they want to get rid of All Might. Well, Tamura mainly, because he can smile all the time to save everyone. Okay, it's like, okay, we get that. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. We meet Vlad King, who was with Eraser, and they're kind of like, that was, like, remind us of the quirks. See, like, that felt unnecessary. Yeah. Like, okay, we get it. Now move on.
It was just like...
But the pool was funny, and we get a who was surprised at the true intentions of the boys who wanted to go to the pool.
I was not surprised.
It was not.
Mineta. He's too much.
Yeah.
Poor Midoriya is probably feeling like, oh yeah, we're totally gonna do some training. This is gonna be awesome, and he's just being strung along so they can like buy into it that this is legit. Like poor guy.
Yeah. Also, no spoilers because we are watching season 3 anew. We have never seen it. We are new minds to this show, so please no spoilers for the people who finish it. But we've timed it such that we'll finish by the time the final episode's there. So I was like, yay. So everyone at the pool, which is fun. We get a little bit of Ida and Midoriya bonding, which was kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Like Ida going, you know, I didn't think much of you before, and now we're like buddies.
like thanks.
Yeah, and then that swimming contest. I'm like, nobody's actually even swimming.
Exactly.
No, it's cheating. More recap, which was kind of interesting, like the memories. I love the moment when the final 3 are stopped by Eraser
Head. I loved it.
Yes.
They finally got to swim. They went in the water. Well,
I wonder who would have won had they not been stopped,
though.
I would have loved to see that match.
Part of me felt like Ida was still a little salty that Midoriya won, you know, in the little race. Just because that's just his personality.
But that was also a true match. That was like the only true match we kind of saw.
Yes.
Shout out for Midoriya for actually swimming.
So. Yeah. Absolutely. The camp location has changed. That was kind of a nice little because someone's on the inside. Dun dun dun.
Ooh, real quick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Raindrops on Roses in the chat for saying, bless the man service, LOL. Because, you know, the girls were wearing, like, a service. And the guys, all their abs. I was like, okay, Bakugo. Why am I finally having, like, this strange attraction to you? Like, I'm blushing right now.
Anyway, that hot tub
our
scene,
show turned into free.
I digress.
Yes. Free.
Totally. Yeah. Well, later when they get the, yes, when they get the hot springs. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's momentary fan service of the ladies as well, too, with the hot springs, too. But, yeah.
Minetta, he lost out, I guess.
Yes. The All Might with the detective was the better form of a recap, I felt. Be like, what page are we on in terms of the bad guys? The other recaps felt like, whew, okay, we get it. Moving on. Yeah. And that's the end of episode one. And yes, we do know it was sometime between seasons. So when you're binge watching it, it's almost like you almost want to fast forward. Yeah. But not really, because it's still like nice to see the specifics again.
It is, because it's more lighthearted. Because right now, in these next three episodes,
then it gets dark.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have that.
Episode two, Wild Wild Pussycats. I had seen these cosplays, and so I was like, oh, this is coming some point, but I didn't know how. Who was surprised, or how did you feel about these new characters?
I thought Sailor Moon at first. When she came in with, like, the baton, I was like, huh? Which I think this show does really... They're really, not that they're taking from other shows, but I think they do a good job at, like, taking little bits and pieces from other shows and kind of making it into their own.
Mm-hmm.
But that, it reminded me of Sailor Moon right away. But I thought they were very interesting. Yes. Very cute.
I loved their intro. Yeah, their, like, little intro. Oh, it was so fun. But they're fun.
They're very fun.
I feel like a lot of heroes we kind of see seriously, and they're fun. They're goofy heroes.
And I think I really like, it interests me because I feel like we're seeing so many, like, solo heroes, and they're, like, a hero group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's cool. I want to see more hero groups and how well they work together, and I want to see them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and their future of them. Yeah. I will talk about it. I'm scared.
So with Tamura, we get Giran, who mentions there's a delivery. So do we think it's more Nomu's? Because they're like, it's a rush and it's a delivery. I'm like, I think it's more Nomu's.
Mm. Maybe. Maybe an improved Nomu's.
Maybe.
Possibly.
It could be. Also, we get the quick aside that the students have essentially a provisional license and can use their quirks because villains be dangerous.
Yeah.
And are out there.
Everybody.
They do summer camp, and Class B is there too. It's like, yay!
Oh my God, I'm so excited because, like, I really think there's a lot of underrated. Like, they're underrated. Like, Class A is, like, above them, and I'm really interested in a lot of the characters. Like, Big Hand Girl.
Kendo.
Yeah.
Kendo's cool.
I like her a lot.
I love how she kind of, like, she, like, kind of defends Class A, too, because she, like, hits the, what's the copycat guy.
The blonde dude.
Yeah, the blonde dude.
Yes.
It's cool. She's not completely against Class A. You know,
she's the big sister.
Yeah. I like her a lot. I like her personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's just chill.
We go through the beast forest with the dirt monsters, which is really fun. And yay for them using teamworks in their quirks so well.
Yes.
Go, kids, go. Mm-hmm. You're so proud. And then when they all stumble in, and then I kind of wonder, I'm like, shouldn't they have tried to run through the forest and avoid the monsters?
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, there's definitely one person who would never, ever do that, though. Just run away. It's Bakugo.
He has to murder everything.
Dragon Video says, Monama who's being a jerk. Yes, always.
Oh, right.
I'm so glad he got his head smacked up so much. Yes, we get the hot springs. Coda stopping Mineta. Okay, go little kid.
Yeah.
And he gets his, you're welcome, essentially by getting a peek himself. But since he's such a little kid, they don't really care.
Yeah.
So we learn his parents have been killed by a villain, which is an interesting new thing in this world of characters. How do we feel about, you guys maybe are strong, but you need to improve your quirk strength. Like muscles, you must tear it and break it down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that was smart. It makes sense. You know, you have to develop your quirk, so. You
know. But also, it's kind of like, don't overstrain yourself. Like, I'm always taught to not, like, push yourself too hard. Disabling yourself, you know, or, like, you know. So I was, kind of fearful for some of them.
Mostly for Deku, too, just because it's, like, he's still getting used to one
he's
for
fragile.
All.
He's
fragile. He's getting used to a quirk in the first place.
He's still a human. Like, you just keep seeing him do all these superhuman things, and it's, like, I know it's anime, but still, it's, like, are you okay?
Yeah. Then we... Ace Trainer brings up that was an interesting introduction for Coda. Did no one talk about him hitting Deku in the balls?
Oh, that was so funny.
Everyone's cringing so hard.
I know.
Yeah, too. So like, why did he need that?
I was like, I shouldn't. I had like one of those like nervous laughs because I was just like, that's kind of funny, but it's actually terrible. Like, it's so sad. Like, poor Midoriya. Again, just trying to be nice. And this kid is just like, his face.
We know things are going down because we see Dobby and the other villains at the end of that episode. And now it's like, okay, now we're going to crank things up. Episode 3, Coda. So Vlad King is with Class B, and that's when, we talk about the quirks. We get the montage of Class A training so hard. Class B's just like, oh, yeah, or not. Those poor kids, how do we like the training sequences and everybody doing their own prep?
I liked it. You know, push yourself to the limit. I thought, yeah, go for it.
So we, this is when we get our first full view of all the Pussycats. Ragdoll can search, Pixie Bob, Earth Moving, Mandalay is telepath, and Tiger is ply body and can move and everything, which was a fun character, and they made a good point of like, so your gender and your outfit don't match or something like that. Or at least the subtitles went by kind of fast.
Yeah. Like, Miraculous Horror Zone says, fun fact, Tiger the male Pussycat is actually transgender. He was originally a she.
Good to know. Because, yeah, I was curious on that because it felt like they're sisters and it's just something that, like, it looks like a man, but it's not addressed. And you just kind of go,
Are they sisters or are they just, like, a team? Because I don't know if I might have missed that. I think they're a team,
but it felt like that vibe. Sisterhood.
Okay.
Like, he didn't feel, even though he obviously visually different, he doesn't feel like the odd one out with them. Which is Ace Trainer, Tiger, best cat girl. Yes.
Yeah.
He's very fun. But then what do we say? She?
They?
I like that.
Tiger.
There we go.
Then Tiger was great. Then making curry. Who got hungry?
Oh, gosh.
Loves curry.
Oh, my gosh. Like, anime food.
It's so good.
It's the death of me when I'm hungry.
Even if you're not hungry, it's like, I'm all of a sudden hungry.
It just looks beautiful.
It's, like, so perfect. The rice.
The steam,
I have a couple people pointing out with, Tokoyami is the revelry in the dark.
Oh, yeah. And, like, that makes sense to, like, I feel like something's about to happen because it's at nighttime. Mm-hmm. And, this is predictions, but, like, you know, dark shadow. So I'm like, okay, they're building something up.
Yes. Why do I feel like, and I'm sure it's probably painful for all of them, but for some reason, every time I look at Tokoyami, I feel like he's just in the most pain trying to control dark shadow sometimes.
Probably.
Like, when he's pushing himself like that.
Maybe.
That
makes sense. Mm.
Where'd it go? Dragon Videos pointed out, I liked how one of the students from Class B had a ghost. That was a moment where something kind of popped up, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I still want to see the text person, where they have a text bubble by their face, or their face. Have we noticed? Yeah, we noticed them during the fighting. There's somebody who has, I haven't met them yet, so please don't get ahead of us, but we've seen them on the fighting, and then this. And Tony, our other member, sorry, I didn't introduce you earlier. Tony?
He's there. He's there.
You noticed him before, too, or them. The person who's, like, their face is just a, like, text comic book bubble.
Oh, yeah,
with
the
words.
Did they finally appear?
A little bit. That person's in the crowd, and I want to know more about it.
Class B just has,
like, an Easter egg or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just have very, like, interesting characters. Like, we know nothing of them, a lot of them, and I want to know the quirks.
They almost don't even look strong, which I know you can't really go by that, but it's like they need to prove themselves a little bit more since we know so much about Class A.
I feel Class B is, like, the most weird, bizarre quirks, but could be used in really great ways. Like, you're saying, they're not necessarily maybe, like, physical strong, but I think their unique quirks will be the benefit, and maybe all getting predictions, teaming up together would benefit them all. Like, because that's what we've learned with Class A, is them, like, working together gets the better advantage, not just solo.
I was going to say, like, I was very excited when Class B was also on this trip, because you never really see Class A interact with anybody else.
Yeah. Other than each other.
Yeah.
And then we have, where to go? Yeah, Renji says a human thought bubble. Exactly, but I want to know. where'd it go? Coda. Oh, yeah. Coda's kind of staying on the fringes. Little grumpy kid. I like that doesn't stay too long, though, because we kind of get, like, why? Yeah. But at first, you just felt like angsty child. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
And it's really interesting because he has, like, the exact opposite childhood of Deku.
Yeah.
And
so
Deku's there trying to be there for him. He goes up there, brings him the curry without a spoon. I was like, what the heck? I really want to see where this relationship between them goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
TMNT Country Dragon, Bakugo being left at being the cutting board, cutting the carrots, and a soft smile from Todoroki after using his fire on the wood. Favorite moments. Yeah, it was nice with their little cooking where they could do stuff and him wanting to use fire. And yeah, Bakugo got some nice cooking skills there.
Yeah.
The knife. Where'd it go? Oh, yes. So the parents, we learned, of Koda were water hose, which is interesting. There's a team name for you because it's two. But we don't know too much of them. But he makes a point of how Koda, that superpowers are bad in terms of people are showing off, and that leads to problems. Yeah. So that's his view, which is like, oh, but that's not how it is.
I know. I get where he's coming from, though, but it's just really sad.
And he just does. It's interesting. That's another interesting, like, kind of arc for a character of like just not liking quirks in general. Mm-hmm. You know, because heroes have quirks, but also villains have quirks.
Yes.
And, and I just really feel for his character. Because, like, yeah, a lot of people abuse their quirks, but there are people who are, like, All Might, like Deku, who prove themselves that they are actual true heroes.
Yeah.
And he needs to learn that.
Yes. And Todoroki was funny. He's like, don't talk to him because you're butting in other people's business, like you always do. Yeah.
I'm just like, Deku's like, right.
He's like, well, you're not wrong. We get the villains a little bit more. We get the Himiko, Tago, and six more there with Dobby. And then they point out that there's seven, and then they're waiting for 10 total. I was like, okay, seven, 10. Wait, all the numbers are like, oh, no, there's more. And who was getting scared when we were seeing all these villains pop?
Nine time.
Yeah.
They're doing,
it's about to go down.
They're scary looking villains.
Yeah.
They are.
And they're just looking at them. I'm like, okay, they probably have some scary quirks too. Yeah. And it's nighttime. They're about to do their little trial, whatever practice. And I'm like, it's going to be a, for lack of a
better. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, not only do they seem like powerful villains, but it's like, not to say that Class A and Class B can't hold their own, but they don't have any other professional heroes there to help them out, really, because Aizawa is off, and all they have is the Wow Wow Pussycats, but, you know.
Where they are. Because Vlad is there at base camp, and then Aizawa's there, too.
They're all split up.
But they're spread out, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's no other teachers, because I like how this was a moment that was kind of like, aw, Deku goes, hey, wait, where's all my, the other teachers, are there more? Aizawa's like, well, they're not really here, and walked away all sad, because that's almost one of those, so you're not good enough, are other ones here? I was like, aw, give Aizawa some love.
But wait, did it, because I know they did their camp at like a different place this year, so was it revealed how the villains found out? Do we don't know yet. We don't know. Okay.
Don't know.
So that's for predictions, maybe.
That kind of goes Shigaraki. Into Aizawa felt like is somehow inside something, because he's like, that's why we kept it small. But no, we don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
So if you haven't already noticed, we do have a live chat going on. Welcome everybody in the live chat. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're watching it later, please comment down below. And then also make sure to give that video a thumbs up. And if you're over on iTunes, give it 5 stars. Let us know your thoughts on the episode, what you like about our show, and if you have any suggestions. So what else? Oh, so the extra study kids, speaking of where Aizawa was, they're trying so hard, and they have to miss out on the evening activity of the Test of Courage. Which I feel I've seen this before on another anime. I'm like, is this a thing? Like a school thing? And did anybody, I was like, that's not here. Did anybody do that?
Like extra, just having to do extra classes in general?
No. Like the Test of Courage of literally going on a dark path and people are going to scare you.
Oh, yeah, that's really a thing.
Okay, because I was like, this is awesome. What is this? My school never had games like
this. This is perfect for Halloween season. Like,
I was totally thinking that these episodes. I'm like, oh, perfect timing. But yeah, so those poor kids, and then pointing out that it's like, yeah, you failed, so you have to do extra work. Key moment here during training when Aizawa points out, you have to remember where you're from.
Yeah.
Which that comes back. It was one of those like, oh. And, this was Todoroki's advice to Deku. Pretty much, you know, words need to be accompanied with action. You can be all talk, which is kind of the big overarching thing about the heroes, too, of like, a lot of them are all talk and no action. The Test of Courage, you get to use your quirks to scare, which sounded so... I was thrilled with this idea. This sounded awesome.
I was just going to say, I love the pairing of Todoroki and Bakugo, because Bakugo cannot stand him. And he's just like, switch with me. It was just funny.
And I like Deku counting.
Yeah.
And then, wait, I'm going to be by myself. But then it's like, oh, that's just how it ended up, buddy.
Of course, Mineta wanted to be with Momo.
Oh, yeah.
Make me, I was so switched creepy. Too. So yeah, class A versus B. And then I was curious, I'm like, how do you use your quirks to scare people? And then, oh, you just got to get creative. And that's kind of the point. Mm-hmm. So the quick little bit, Kodai, the girl on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I liked her friend thinking it was so funny that they made Todoroki and Bakugo go, oh. He's like, his laugh is so weird. And then villains attack, and it's like, we meet the Vanguard Action Squad. Episode ends. You're like, what? What is going on?
It's just like,
now this episode, this is where I was like, oh. We kicked it up in a full gear. Pedal to metal. Episode 4, My Hero. Poor Coda's all alone, which we're like, oh, crap. And then there's, like, this shadow that passes behind him. It's like, oh, no, run. So Eraser and Vlad are with Class B, the failed kids, and Dobby attacks him. I was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Which we don't exactly know what he does, because Dobby was touching a tree and burning it, so it's like a blue flame. Mm-hmm. And don't get ahead if you already know what it is. I'm only doing this because some people haven't. It's like, I appreciate your input, but it's like, this is where we are.
Yeah.
Do we all feel like it's a fire? Because they touch the tree and they smell it's a burnt smell, and they say it's poisonous.
Yeah.
So, I was a little confused.
I don't know about fire, but...
And then I was confused later on when he, like, melted, which...
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wasn't sure.
We haven't really gotten, like, his quirk yet.
Yeah.
Like, the way they say it. They're saying his name, and he's a villain, but they're not saying his quirk. And though he looks freaky, and there's the Cinnabite dude who we see later.
Oh, like that. God. Like,
he was creepy. No. He was really creepy.
Then we get... Okay, so... the difference between, so Class B is having their moment. They're like, okay, the difference between A and B is that Class A essentially wants to fight, and because when they're faced with a crisis, they use it to their advantage. Mm-hmm. Class B doesn't quite have that yet.
That initiative.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was a nice, like, sad and informative retrospective for Class B. We still love you.
But it was also a moment for students of Class B to shine in that sense, because again, like, we don't really see much of them, and this is their opportunity to help where they can.
Villains attack Coda, and we find out that villain is the one who killed his parents.
A coincidence.
Crazy. I was literally scared for him.
Yeah,
I was literally scared for
him. It's a creepy villain.
It isn't, what's his name, Muscular? Like, the Muscular guy.
He reminded me of a Titan.
He did.
I didn't quite the outside of his body. He's like a Titan.
Yeah.
Why does he... Wasn't he looking for Bakugo or something? They're looking
for... He's looking for all the students. He's looking for all the kids. And especially Bakugo, and he's allowed to kill him. Oh, no. He was specially... Yeah, he was looking for Bakugo specifically, which made it...
He looks like Bakugo.
Yeah, he does.
He reminds me a lot of Bakugo. And
could
I'm
he
like,
be Bakugo dad?
I don't know.
Or brother? Brother. I go with brother then.
Relative. Yeah. But it's just, that's something that really stood out to me. I'm just like watching this episode. I'm like, relative? Like, what's going on? This is just... I'm scared. I'm really scared for everyone.
This is when I thought things were getting... I wrote down, shit's getting real. All right, random question and thoughts of the panel and viewers, please let me know your thoughts. When Deku does his kind of power up, do people see the green electric kind of energy?
Yeah.
And when it's on his skin, that kind of rosy colored stuff? Because I kind of wondered that, like, you know when you're watching Sailor Moon and people power up and you're like, dude, you should have killed them while they're powering
while
up.
While they're transforming.
Yeah, it's going. But I'm like, maybe this is time suspended. And then I was wondering for Deku, I'm like, are we seeing this for the viewer? So I want to know your thoughts. So panel, what do you think? Do you think other people see that energy? Because it looks cool.
I don't think they see it. I think it's probably just like a quick power up in when they see it. But when we see it, it's like drawn out more dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think it's more like a flash. It's like, if they see anything, it's just like a quick flash.
Okay.
I just think it's pretty.
That Sailor Moon
shirt. Raindrops on Roses says, I think it's just a visual representation. I think it'd be kind of cool, though, if like that is like, that's almost an intimidation thing to your opponent. Like, ooh, what is going on?
And
like,
what's about to happen?
Like, he almost looks like he could be an electricity type then. Or something. Oh. Like, that's what you see. Yeah.
Every time he does.
Kaminari needs to practice his skills because we need to get past that point.
But I love
What did we think of that epic fight. Let's talk about the fight with Deku and Muscular Man.
It was emotional.
It was
really an emotional fight. Ooh.
It was crazy because I was like, okay, like, how is Midoriya going to get out of this? Like, no one's going to save him. Like, I was waiting for, like, All Might or someone to come save him. Like, I was thinking, like, no one is literally going to come for him right now. Mm-hmm. He has to figure out this. And, like, at one point he had, like, Kota was falling. He had him in his teeth.
Yeah.
I was
like,
oh, my gosh, he is getting beat up.
Yes. And then it was crazy.
Finally, when he said, like, over a million? Like, what did he say?
Okay, yeah. Dragon Ball Delaware. Moment? Like,
yeah, Delaware
now,
Smash.
Thank you, chat. Ace Trainer says, bit of clarity with the 1 million punch. Essentially, the author explained that it wasn't actually that much power.
Okay.
So, we'll just say it's more than what 100% he knows. That it doesn't really matter what the number is. Like, only in the context of he's done 5 and pretty much, like, 100. Like, here's my base level. Like, keep it low and really big. So let's just say it's something way more.
All right.
If it's not actually that number.
Not just as the author said that when Deku says the million, it is to pump himself up, not the actual number.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's true. It could be him telling himself, like,
go beyond.
Plus Ultra, go beyond. Yes. Then...
But it was Kota who kind of... Kota saved him, actually, with his quirk, the water quirk.
Yes. Yeah, thank goodness. I honestly... I thought he was gone for a second, then I was like, he's not gonna go.
But do you think he had the quirk the whole time, or do you think it was someone that came out in the moment of need?
Oh, is it so X-Men-y, and he has his moment of, like, trauma, and...
I think he
had
it.
I was wondering, like, I was like, he has to have some kind of quirk, because his parents, like, it's genetic.
Well, Deku.
That's true. But, like, I felt like he's there for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
So he's not, I didn't think he was just a normal kid, so, I don't know.
I could have thought he was a normal kid and they were just keeping him close because he doesn't have parents and they want to keep him safe and prevent any more trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting because he doesn't like quirks and the fact that if he were to have had the quirk all along just kind of makes it an interesting story for him.
And it would be very strong
how he would kinda,
He's repressing his quirk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh, I like this. I like the storyline.
Because then he's really like, I don't want to do it, though. Ace Trainer goes, Deku's a Pokemon now? I know, right? Because he's
they
electricity type.
Like they
kind
really
of
do.
Well, they mention, like, the different types.
That
kind
Squirtle
of.
Over here.
and, yeah, so that, oh, I agree 100%. I thought it was emotional. I was getting, like, almost tears of, like, when he does it in the end and getting choked up and he's beats him and you're just like,
and he's apologizing and crying, like, I'm sorry, I'll mind. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm like, wait,
oh,
no.
Deku, he's getting covered and I'm like,
his body.
It was scary. I mean, and it's one of those we all kind of know he's probably not going to die because there's more episodes, but still.
I was like, Recovery Girl's not going to be happy. No. She's like, what did I tell
you?
Well,
that's what I was worried about. I'm like, do they have a healer anymore? And there needs to be more healers.
Yeah.
Or you need to have something because what's he going to do?
His body was banged up.
Oh, yes. But it looked like he was able to recharge it in a way because when he first got hit, it looked like twisted and weird. And then when he got it powered up, it was back to shape, but still that, like, the color to represent broken and damaged.
Yeah. Do you think part of it could have been Kota's quirk that maybe helped him, like the water? I don't know. Maybe the water.
Yeah, have some kind of healing properties.
That
would be cool.
Because it was a little too quick how he opened up his eye, and I'm like, oh, so now you're better? You know?
I think that's interesting. I want to go more with just he revived Deku's spirit.
That maybe splash of water just did.
Yeah. Well, because he was talking. He was saying, like, him fighting gave Deku that, like, I can't give up right now. This little kid's fighting, too, and I'm supposed to save him.
It's like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah. Kind of. Oh, it's like the thing with, like, real humans. Like, there's a baby under the car, and a human
adrenaline.
Is able to, like, lift a car up to get somebody out from under it or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like, surge. And then, Deku, we get the flashback of what was her name? Mandalay saying, like, you will meet someone who will risk their life for you, Kota.
He's so cool.
All the feels!
And that's it's like no filler right now. It's like, kicked it up a notch for sure. And these last two episodes, oh my god, I'm like on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like Kota. Yeah. Like at first, character
development.
Really
like that's very important.
His last
one episode when he was just like my hero. I was just
yes, that
oh,
was
the
just
heart.
Like, oh, the feels right now. All right, we're gonna hold on to our predictions. Oh. I know, right? It's like. Hold on, I'm grabbing. So we're gonna talk real quick about a couple things. One. We saw the My Hero Academia movie presented by Funimation. So, Jamie, what were your thoughts on the movie?
You guys, when you see this movie, you will absolutely love it. It's so good. It was almost kind of like a soap opera at one point. It's just a lot of, like, twists and turns in the plot. You get to see a lot of people. You get to see all the heroes that you see, you know, in the episodes now. So you're not going to be, you know, left out with seeing anyone. But I think it's a really good movie. I don't want to spoil anything for you, but just being there with the crowd and all of the fans and the dub cast, it was amazing. Like, it was nothing short of amazing.
We do have some photos that will show you some awesome cosplayers. We are posting these on our Twitter, which go check that at ABTV Anime. So these were some cosplayers in line. I liked how they kind of changed up the look while we were waiting outside. And then we got Sue, our best girl.
I love it.
And she looked great. And we got All Might.
Looks really good.
Who has done Tiger cosplay as well.
He even did Stain.
Yes.
Like, if you guys go to Instagram,
So go to our Twitter. We tagged them as well. And then this was a nice group inside the theater right after the film. So it was so fun to have cosplayers in the theater.
Yeah.
Here's Jamie with a couple cosplayers. Yes. And then we got another one. Oh, so this was Deku's mom. I was like, oh my gosh. Because at first it almost looks like casual clothing and like someone wearing a wig. And then, loved it. And we haven't met their moms yet. So I was just like, I think so. And then Bakugo's mom, she had explained. I'm like, we don't know who that is yet. But that's okay. You look awesome. And thank you so much for everybody who's retweeted and favorited this tweet. It's been getting a lot of love. And I was very pleasantly surprised because they did a great job. Here's me with the group, and it was so, I'm like, wait, can we get all together? Let's do a photo. And we have red carpet footage we're working on right now, so stay tuned for those interviews. And so the thing we're going to be giving away, we'll give away this goodie bag, which was at the after party. And then inside, we have a lanyard. Nice. Sorry, all the crinkling. Has Deku and All Might on it with a nice little lanyard charm. We'll post pictures of that too so you can see it up close and those listening. We have another one of the bandanas. So if you didn't get one from before, oh, there it is. I was like, I was wondering where my cookie went. And then there is a My Hero button, so you cool we button. Will tell you how buttons. To win that.
I love buttons.
So actually, wait, a question we asked at the red carpet, and that will be our way to win it. So question is, if you could have any quirk, what would it be? Comment down below. Anything within the show or make your own up. We asked this on the red carpet. There were some very fun and interesting answers.
Yeah.
Nice.
So start off your comment with my quirk would be or my quirk so I know that you're answering for this as your prize and we will mail it to you. Also, our other question that I asked that I was like, ooh, this is a fun one, is who would you want in the show to be your sensei? Who would want to be your sensei? And for that prize, we have a poster from the event signed by the voice actors for Deku, Todoroki, and the villain.
Yep.
So leave a comment, my sensei, who you'd want your sensei to be for the poster, and then for the bag, what your quirk would be. And so sensei is something already in the show.
Yeah.
We'll keep that a little more self-contained. And then for the bag, it'd be any quirk. You can make one up or pick one from the show. So that's cool. Then we have quick little news from Viz Media. They will be
TV News.
Yes, thank you. Viz Media announces its participation in Anime Weekend Atlanta 2018. And it's a big anime and manga fan convention with a roster of announcements, voice cast signing events, and special anime feature film premiere. So it takes place September 20th through the 23rd. So there's the Special K series. I got into it a little bit. It's a really good series. So they have films. There'll be special screening of that. It's at the Renaissance Waverly and Cobb Gallery Center. Details and ticket information on the festival are available at awa-con.com. So awa-con.com. So those of you who are near Atlanta, Anime Weekend Atlanta, go check that out. Yes. And then on Friday, I'm like keeping all the events. I will be attending the Los Angeles Anime Film Festival, and you can still get tickets for that. It's this weekend in Los Angeles. Go to LA-AFF, so that's LA-Anime Film Festival, LA-AFF for tickets and the lineup. They have a lot of stuff going on, so stay tuned for those footage. Videos as well. So the other thing, too, at this event, can you guys grab the little cookies?
Yeah, so cute.
Honey and Butter provided these amazing, delicious macaroons at the My Hero event. So they're all different flavors.
And this one's a Deku macaroon.
They had a My Hero one too, but he got eaten.
I love it.
It also, not provided by the event, but provided by the lovely, sweet cosplayer, which we showed earlier, Deku's mom, Ellen. They gave us little cookies. She has a Todoroki cookie. Oh. I have a little Deku cookie, which was so sweet of them to give. So thank you. And then the other super big fun thing. I'm like, hold this up. So Japan Crate sent us the premium box for September. As I awkwardly grab this.
Oh, I love these things.
This is so exciting to open up. So they have, if you've never heard of Japan Crate, you need to check them out. This is a premium box. You get a little bit of everything, which is the best option to go. With it as well, it tells you all about what's inside. There's a little pamphlet, and it kind of tells you what's going on in Japan right now. And they also do a word of the day, too.
Ooh.
Which, I had a word, but I'm like, no, let's use their word. Which we'll tell you that in a minute, because when we do our word of the day. So we have, there's a beverage in here. We got candy. You know what? You're going to stay tuned later for our unboxing video to go into all detail, because there's too much to show. I'm like, go on the wide if you can see without all the awesome yumminess falling out. So check that out. Thank you, Japan Crate, for sending that.
Thank you.
And we'll do a video unboxing it as well. All right. So we'll do our special segment, and I changed it because I found this word, and I was like, I'm going to change my word. So from the Japan Crate, the word of the day, Aki, which means autumn. A-K-I. Aki.
Aki. His name is Autumn.
Which is which is appropriate for now. So I was like, oh, yay. And thank you for that. And I also love this. I was like, that's so pretty.
It is.
Yay. Mm-hmm. All right. Predictions. It's like, oh my goodness. We just got so excited on this show, you know? Because the show pumps you up.
It really does. Yeah. And it looks so fun to cosplay. Like,
Yes. One day. Yep.
Anyway.
I think we're all just shook. Okay, really? I'm going to go first.
Yes.
Real quick. I think the muscular villain has a connection to Baku.
Yes.
Bakugo. I think they're related by blood somehow. Okay. And I think we're going to see a lot more of Class B students and them really stepping it up and showing their quirks. Learning. Hopefully we learn a lot about some of them. And I think... I don't know, Jamie, take it.
Well, I definitely agree with you. I definitely think that... Oh, go ahead.
Well, what happened to one of the cat ladies? What's the copycat? What happened to her?
Aren't they still fighting?
We don't know where she is.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
But, okay, I hope she's okay. That's all I'll say. I really...
Whose hand do we think it is?
Oh, hopefully a villain's.
No, because it was the Cenobite dude over it.
It was a student's hand!
It could still be a villain's hand. I have hope.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think, Jamie?
Okay, well, one, I do think that Muscly Dude is going to be... He's definitely related to Bakugo for sure. I'm thinking, like, a cousin, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, because he looks, like, too young to be a dad, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Koda, I just want him to do more, I think, because we know that he has a quirk. He just might start trying to use his quirk more, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But because Deku is so injured, I think all hell is about to break loose. Because everyone's still kind of fighting, more villains are coming, so it's just gonna get real. I'm really excited about it. But also... Aizawa gives me some weird vibes. I don't know. I just don't trust him. I just don't trust him.
No, I trust him.
I do.
I want to, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I feel like Class 1A is just sadly going to keep getting attacked because I feel like it's the villain's way of consistently luring out All Might. So it's like if All Might wins, then they're probably just going to like attack them again. So I feel like Class 1A is going to have a lot more rigorous training and have to deal with a lot more stuff as the series goes on, because now like Shigaraki is just like, I'm in to get All Might, and so I feel like he's going to do everything in his power he can to do that, and he knows All Might's weaknesses, essentially.
Yeah. I want Class B to step up and help him out. Mm-hmm. I feel when they have more of them, that's what's going to make it work. Maybe some of the other teachers going to show up, or some other professionals. We just happen to be in the area or something. I don't know. I would like to. I don't know. I do think things are going to get more serious, and I like this taking a very serious tone because it's been going that way. So it's like, oh, this is serious. So stay tuned for our reactions for the next four episodes. Also, I didn't really get to chime in. The movie is really good.
Yes.
You can actually take your friends who've never seen the show. because it's kind of a side story. Have recap on who people are a little bit. You're just not going to have that, oh, yay, it's so-and-so. Oh, yay, so-and-so popped up. You know, you're not going to have that if you've never seen it. But, you know, if you're like, oh, man, I want to bring my friends and they haven't watched the show, maybe get them to watch, like, the first season and then you'd be fine. Because then you know who everybody is and you'd be excited when they pop up on screen because everybody seems to manage to show up.
Yeah.
Spoiler, not spoiler. But yes, it has some great epic fighting. It was very interesting to watch in English because I watched the show subbed. So I was like, this is not what I'm used to. But yeah, it's a really great, entertaining movie. It was a really fun event. Thank you very much, Funimation, for that. Thank you. Stay tuned for our red carpet interviews. Also, I wore it then, and don't worry, I washed it. But don't worry then, and I wore it now. This is for the movie by Anime Please. It's PLS. Tag them on my social media posts. Go check out that. They have other My Hero shirts as well. All right, thank you so much for watching. Let's go down the line. Where can people find you, Ollie?
Hey guys, I'm Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. You can check me out on Horror Movie News with Anthony in the booth and Carrie on Tuesdays on Popcorn Talk Network. And you can check me and Jamie out on The Purge After Show on AfterBuzz TV at 8 on Tuesdays on AfterBuzz TV.
Hey guys, Jamie Gray here. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or IG at Jamie Gray. And that's right, me and Ollie have The Purge coming. So stick with us if you're down.
Hey guys, it's Veronica Valencia. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Me, Veronica underscore V. You can also catch me Mondays on the Attack on Titan after show at 8 p.m.
And Tony, let people know where they can find you.
Tony. Sorry, quiet people in the booth here. It's hello, everybody. You can find me everywhere at Tony B, Tony underscore T-O-N-Y. B-E-T-O-N-Y underscore. And again, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, we're live. We're talking horror. Come join us. Come get scared.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun show. Oh, yeah. And these episodes were scary, so it was a perfect team up. My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. Make sure to follow us on ABTV Anime. We posted a lot of the photos from the event that you saw. Again, special shout out again. Again, because we're so thankful. Japan Crate, Funimation, and Anime Please for all this cool stuff. We're glad to share with all of you. Go check them out. They have a lot of interesting things on all their different social media and websites as well. And we'll tag them too. So thank you for watching, and we'll see you all next week. Sayonara.
Sayonara. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
Plus Ultra!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.